just going to breathe light in. So this heart chakra thing, we're just going to practice breathing unconditional light and love from the universe. So with a straight spine, centering, let's open the tops of our heads, the crown chakra, and from a higher space of universal source, light, universal source, love, you might want to call it the God source, you might want to call it however you choose to see it. It's this very, very fine etheric energy that comes down from the heavens and comes down your spine, connects into the earth. Through the root chakra, open your root chakra and breathe this fine universal source light down the spine into the earth, connecting into the earth. And then bring a nice, beautiful earth energy, earth light, earth warmth, however you perceive the earth energy, into and up your body through the top of your head, returning it up to the universal source where you brought down this light from the heavens into the earth, and you bring up the earth energy's light up into the heavens. So right now what we're doing is we're just bringing our bodies as a conduit of light, connecting universal God light to universal goddess energies, vice versa. And we're allowing it to fill, to flow through us, but as it flows through us, each of our chakras are becoming filled with this source light. We cannot be open channels of light without allowing ourselves to be full of source light. So let's just imagine that our bodies are a multi-tiered fountain, if you will. And this fountain has one of those tubes that comes up from the base and spouts out the top and then fills the first tier, and that first tier spills out and fills the next level, that fills up and spills out to fill the level below and the level below, and I don't know how many levels of fountain you would like to have in your being. But however many levels you have, let's have the bottom level being the heart chakra. So we're bringing source energy up from the earth. It's coming up that tube, spouting out the top of our fountains, and then flowing down each level or each tier to the bottom level and spilling out onto the earth. And also we can imagine from the heavens this beautiful silvery or maybe golden rain coming down and filling these levels of fountain within you, also filling full, full, full and spilling out at the heart level. And this heart level energy or love or light that's spilling out, we're going to offer to the earth. But not just the earth as in the goddess earth, but the earth as in all beings that live on the earth. So we're going to see our heart filling, filling, filling with this source light, this earth light, and spilling out. And it's spilling out and beginning to fill and cover this room. And it's flowing out and it's filling this building that we're in. And it's filling and flowing and it's covering the university. that we're in. And you're seeing it spill and flow out and covering the city. And not only filling the city, but we can fill so much and spill out that we're now covering the state. And we're covering the state, and it's flowing out now, and it's covering the East Coast. Flowing into the oceans, flowing out, going westward across America, going eastward towards the continent, Europe. And we're flowing out even more. It's going up to Canada, down through Mexico. And we can almost see the Earth almost at a distance, and seeing that now our heart light, our love, our compassion, our unconditional source light and love is filling and spreading out through half the Earth. And now it's spilling out and covering all of the Earth. So we're filling and able to cover the entire Earth with this beautiful heartfelt, heart-centered love, unconditional love, peace. We can pour healing balm, healing source light on any war-torn nations that need extra light and love to support them. We can fill ourselves so full of this universal light and love that we can send it out all throughout this universe without depleting ourselves at all. We are so full that we can spill out and send it to the earth, to all nations on this earth, to all animals on this earth, to all sea beings on this earth. We can send it out to the atmosphere of this earth and fill that with love and healing light. We can send it out to the galaxies, our planets and our universe. And we can find ourselves connected to all that is through this source light and love that we are spilling out through our hearts, without depleting ourselves, without tiring ourselves. It's pure essence that's coming through us and out us. So find yourself out there connected, pouring out the source love and light. And yet, because we can't walk around this earth plane sloshing around with love and light, we're going to bring it back in now. So from the galaxies and the universe, we're going to pull our light and our heart love back in. Back through our solar system, back through our stratosphere, ionospheres, all the atmospheres that we have. Back onto this earth plane. We're going to see the earth plane all filled with this heart, love, and light. And we're going to begin to retract our part of it back across the earth, across maybe the ocean, back from Canada, from Mexico, back from the West Coast, bringing it closer and closer to our state. Back to the city, back to the university, pulling it back in, back to this room, and then back into your heart. It's still flowing, it's there, and we always have it when we choose to connect to the universe, to the earth. We're always present, filling ourselves loving ourselves without condition, without judgment, without fear, without pain, without ego. Knowing that when we're connected to the Source Light, we are perfect. And this perfection transcends ego. This perfection is that of the light of Source. We are one with Source. And we can love ourselves in that light as one would love a puppy, or as God or Source would love us, without condition, without judgment. And take a moment to commit to yourself, to plug into this Source Light, filling yourself whenever you remember. Doesn't have to be in meditation. You can be walking down the street and see something maybe sad. And know that that sadness is not yours, because you are so full of light and love that you can fill yourself and send that healing light and love to that sadness. Or you might see a beautiful flower and be filled with such love and light to the universe that you reciprocate this love back to the flower. You give the flower love, it gives it love and life and beauty back to you. Pure reciprocation, unconditional love. And yet, because we do have to work out and walk out into this mundane world, we're going to bring our chakras back into alignment. And we're going to pretty much close the crown chakra. There's always an opening to allow Source Light, but we're not going to have it flooding open so that we're in La La Land all the time. And we're going to pull in that light from the earth to our root chakra, and maybe just for the most part close the root chakra. So again, we can walk out in this world without being bombarded by too much energy. And coming back into self, and awareness here and now.